was in the war?
In Vietnam.
Did VC claim that too?
What a proud story.
Sorry, I can't fight the Viet Cong today. It's my birthday.
On this day in 1993,
they won.
Top-ranked women's tennis player Monica Seles was stabbed in the back, like Bob did to
Rocco or Max Miller.
Wow, I didn't realize there was such a list.
Was it in the small of the back?
Anyway, he did it during a match while she was having a match with Steffi Graf.
Now, who did Bob stab in the back down at Texas Cable News? He must have stabbed somebody in the back there.
Boy, it's...
Tony Martinez?
Yeah, but it's really a stretch because he kind of resigned, but...
I resign. I want to have no job.
I don't think that's a stretch at all.
Bob pushed him right out the door.
All right, well, then Tony Martinez.
What about with the Dallas Burn? Somebody must have been fallen over there.
Being merely a fill-in for Brad Sham, I have yet to stab anybody. Now, should Brad Sham not watch his back, you never know.
Who was the fill-in before you?
I don't know.
I thought you were a Burn fan.
Only when the price is right, Dan.
On to today's birthdays. Today is April 30th.
Boy, but don't forget they got a big game at Columbus tomorrow night.
It's Cavalier.
Phil Garner is 55.
Well.
No, there's a well involved there.
Scrap.
Bob, there is.
Iron.
Scrap iron.
There certainly is a well involved.
Sure. I mean, he sent many a man down the big stein into the...
the big bowl of beer?
Yeah, so, that's right.
So, Tom, do we have the Lederhosen?
He's beat many a sausage.
I've received... No, we don't have it in our possession, but I've received word that our source is going to be supplying us
with... But you're confident that our fighter, the short...
Right.
The 5'3 guy taking on the 6'7 guy, the 5'3 guy will be in Lederhosen.
Yes, I am. I'm feeling good.
Do we have a headdress?
Yes, we do.
And the 6'7 guy will be wearing the headdress?
Right.
Okay. Loincloth?
So I guess we're going to get the shorts and suspenders going today, huh?
Mm-hmm. Moccasins?
No. I doubt if those would be in the...
No, I'm just asking Tom if he's acquired those for our fighter.
Oh. No.
I wasn't following.
We don't have moccasins yet.
I should get back to Phil Garner, though.
Peace pipe.
Because what are you doing in celebration today?
What's this?
He's talking to Sparky Anderson of the Detroit Tigers.
I don't know what I'm doing. Breaking out the 1994 championship video. Mm, you know, the season we finished 20 back and then the work stoppage hit.
Mm-hmm.
I bought that video.
Dave Meggett is 38. Isaiah Lord Thomas is 43.
Back to Dave Meggett. Proving that Bill Parcells only loves big running backs.
That's kind of being ironic, right?
Yeah.
Al Toon is 41.
Back? What's that?
Was he a running back?
Kind of a third down guy, right?
Who, Al Toon?
By the way, Isaiah Lord Thomas.
Indiana.
In charge of the great Mark McGuire.
Or Mark McGuire.
Not in charge of him. Good
or Mike McGuire.
And Al Toon, Badger.
Or Al McGuire.
Badger with concussion problems.
Or Dick McGuire.
Or Dan McGuire.
The McGuire sisters.
So, back to you, Dan.
Kirsten Dunst is 22. And
Juggy.
A root. Thank you. Thank you very much. Kirsten Dunst is a root. There, I said it.
You will get no problem from me, Dan.
She has walrus scalp.
She is juggish, but...
She is?
Yeah, if you see her in Spider-Man.
I thought she was skinny.
Spider-Man.
She is skinny, but...
Well, you're a Spider-Man.
She has mantis chest.
But yet jugular.
All right, you can't just throw any animal and then pick
any
a body part, Tom. You got to actually have
here
something.
Here today with Sparky Anderson, man, who the Detroit Tigers.
Well, she doesn't have mantis chest.
I think North Texas Nissan has an employee that looks like Steve Buschel.
No, that's a medical condition. Look it up.
Maybe that is Steve Buschel. No. He now works in the...
I doubt it.
Service department. North Texas Nissan.
She has Chihuahua neck, too.
See, Tom, again, you got to make it relate somehow.
It does.
You know, you're making this ridiculous.
Yeah, Tom.
You know
that? You're ruining it.
Perfectly good.
What are you talking about?
And you're ruining this.
You know, a wise, old man once said, let the game come to you.
You might have left a couple of olds off there, Bob.
Old.
There you go.
Cloris Leachman is 78.
Last Picture Show. And Phyllis.
Never saw The Last Picture Show, should I? I bought the book.
Yes, you should.
What a great movie that is.
Boy, you sure should.
I've fouled many a beach towel to Phyllis.
Should I read the book?
If you do, you will see a naked 19-year-old Sybil Shepherd.
Totally, too.
Yes, sir.
Totally?
Full noodle frontity.
Home base?
K-I-N. Oh, yeah. Keep it moving.
So,
Grandpa Al Lewis.
Yeah.
Wow. Little beef.
Is 94.
On the chicken.
Didn't he just lose a leg and an arm?
Nah, he doesn't need them.
I don't know, Tom. Did he lose a poodle leg?
Now you're being silly.
Also, did he lose his home phone? Because otherwise, I would think we'd use that Rolodex and get old Grandpa Al Lewis on his birthday.
On the chicken.
Wouldn't this be a great day to talk to Al Lewis?
Well, maybe he's laid up with lemur arm.
Maybe he has leopard knee.
Willie Nelson is 71.
He's got marijuana ear.
And Burt Young is 64.
I've heard of that.
Burt Young would be Robin.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Screw me.
Who?
Isn't it Robin?
Yeah.
No, that's Burt Ward.
Burt Young is Polly.
Burt Young is the one who sang Every Time You Go. Oh,
yeah, that would be Polly from.
I thought you said Buddy Guy.
All right, now here's some spare birthdays.
I thought we were talking about Buddy Guy.
Spares today include.
And I love you.
Thanks. Thanks, Blake. Andre Bruce, 37.
What a giant.
That was a wise pick, wasn't it?
A great pick. Steve Smith, 40.
Which one?
Man, he's great on ESPN.
The one who...
That's Shelley.
Kept the Edmonton Oilers from a four-peat, or a five-peat, I guess.
No, that was Shelley.
In 86, on a clearing pass, he hit his own goalie with the puck, and it trickled into his own net in a Game 7.
Hate when
sometimes
that happens.
The puck goes up the butt.
What?
Any more?
No.
B.J. Tyler, 32.
Boy, he was going to be good, wasn't he? It was like Travis Mays, Terrence Rencher, Joey Wright.
By the way, Travis Mays, assistant coach for the women's team at Texas.
So,
I heard that's the fast track.
Life is good.
Lance Blanks.
Yep. Lance Blanks.
Show me a little bit of that cleaver.
Oh, I think he's actually 33 today, if you care. And Michael Waltrip is 41, whose wife's name is Buffy. Back to you, Dan.
The Vampire Slayer? Or how do you say that?
Vampire.
There's a lot of them in NASCAR country.
Vampire Slayer.
Really? Didn't they just Buffy the Vampire Slayer?
Well...
Everybody leave Big Greg alone.
Roll down the window. And
I believe
the
Big Greg works
three.
In promotions.
Everybody leave Mr. Beef alone.
Born on this day, now dead, Johnny Horton.
Wrote...
Battle Psycho?
Didn't he write the Battle of New Orleans?
New Orleans, yes.
He heard of who?
To Not to mention North... Well, yeah, North to Alaska.
Ha, 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 ha.
And he was born in Tyler, Texas.
Ha, ha.
And that's why today doesn't suck.
And dead on this day, still dead, you've got your Agnes Moorhead.
Okay.
And Dora.
Okay.
You got your Muddy Waters.
I'll bet you do.
And you have Adolf Hitler and Eva Braun.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Wow.
All right.
They died on this day in the bunker. Yesterday they got married.
I knew that was coming because he mentioned this in the symposium last Saturday.
He did.
All right.
It was part of the Hitler-Eva Braun timeline.
That's I supposed to ignore the fact that it's Hitler's death day?
No, you're supposed
to
wear your party hat.
Nazi party hat.
And have your little party thing that unravels when you blow in it. I don't know what you call that thing, but...
I don't know what unravels when you blow it, Bob, but...
You got the confetti falling, and it's just really sad.
Where's Tyler when you need him?
And that's why I delayed him suck.
Excellent. All right, well, the Hard Line is coming up next. Enjoy.